Well, especially when we're talking about sports, I think that we've seen that there's a lot of emotion that people attach to their association with their teams or their leagues or maybe even specific players. And I guess companies like Bank America are really just trying to tap into that perceived relationships that fans have.
Well, NASCAR fans have been known in the past to be very, very loyal fans and support the products that are associated with their favorite driver and their favorite sport. Are NFL fans, historically, have they been so loyal? And if they haven't been, do the sheer numbers, 120 million fans estimated for the National Football League, make up for maybe that lack of loyalty compared to, say, NASCAR?
Well, I think they do have that type of loyalty, Scott. I'm not sure if they have as many studies that NASCAR does. I think the main difference here is that there seems to be more loyalty in NASCAR to an individual driver versus the loyalty that you'll see in NFL football and other team sports, which will be mainly with the team itself. I know the deal that the Bank of America has going on right now is really more so tied to the NFL as a league. And then they have some other things going on. But I guess from what I've been reading, they're really trying to expand their core product, which is really their checking. But I do think that we have lots of loyal fans with NFL football, but it's more at the team level rather than, for example, a fan or a loyal fan of Roush Racing or a fan of Hendrick Motorsports. They're Dale Earnhardt fans.
So Bank of America, by trying to increase the number of people out there who have, say, checking accounts with them, basically by buying into the NFL and becoming the official sponsor of, they're cutting a swath of 120 million people here in one fell swoop?
Mm-hmm. I think it's 120 million, but I think it even goes beyond that from what I've been reading. I think one of the things that this particular deal will allow Bank of America to do is really to tap into the Super Bowl event that they have every single year. And as you are well aware, that's a huge market. And thinking about the amount of money that companies spend for just Super Bowl association on a regular basis, I think it's, you know, if you look at this deal, I think I read 3 years, $9 to $10 million. That seems to be a pretty good deal for Bank America.
I was going to say, what about that? That doesn't seem like a whole lot of money for a bank the size of Bank of America to be accessing, you know, dozens of millions of fans for the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about these types of arrangements, especially generally sponsorships, these are sort of like, I guess you would say, the ante, you know, to kind of get into the game. And they're going to have to spend a considerable amount, probably somewhere in the multiples, to actually leverage that relationship through advertising and through promotions. And I think one of the keys that I think that they're going to have to be faced with is how are they actually going to use that to basically expand beyond that $120 million fan base, if not just to kind of penetrate that market. It'll be interesting to see how they use the internet to actually do that.
When the NFL season starts September 10th or here in the next 4 weeks or so, and folks are sitting at home on Sunday afternoon and watching games, and they see an ad by Bank of America, and at the end of it, it says the official bank of the National Football League, what kind of effect is the bank hoping that that will have then on that potential consumer?
Well, I think they're hoping that it'll make them feel better about having an existing relationship that a fan might have with Bank America. And if not, when it comes time to choice, they can have a choice between Bank America or some other bank that might be one of the deciding factors.
While Bank of America is doing this, Wachovia is not. What's the difference in philosophy there? What does it say about it, maybe a marketing technique that Wachovia is going after versus the one that Bank of America is trying to employ?
Well, I guess on the surface, Scott, just looking at it, especially in this particular market, when I think of Wachovia, I think of the PGA Tour. And so if you look at that, and I'm pretty sure it gets a little bit deeper than maybe I'm about to explain it, but the NFL is more broad in terms of its appeal. If you look at the demographics for people who actually watch and participate in the sport of golf, it's going to be a little higher end. Versus NFL football, which is a wider range. They do have the higher end, but they also have, I guess, everyday folks, everyday people. And I think what Bank America is trying to do is to really tap into the everyday person who is looking to have traditional banking services.